Log Talk Radio.
The Father, the King, we present them before you. Now we ask that it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your spirit they can only reign. And the true Father that you created them to be. So we ask that you empower them with what is needed by teaching over to continue and join it, to lead with example in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we pray that you enjoy it with your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. That your word, God, light is the mighty name of Jesus. That your Holy Spirit shall be their counselor in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that we pray, fighting Jehovah, that all heavenly Father, they will not be put to shame. But that your glory shall be revealed, God, in their lives. But that we pray that as you fill them, fighting Jehovah, Father, that you will
embrace us, my
this, Jehovah, in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful day, a wonderful time with you. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, your word is coming to us. A special moment, a moment for the week, a moment for today, a moment that will determine, mighty Jehovah, the rest of the moment. Lord, we ask, mighty Jehovah, that the Spirit in your word will touch your heart and reveal the glory, your fullness, to hear in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we present your servant before you, that you will be God as your servant and give the word that is needed for this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Praise the Lord God, people. This is the Christ Evangelical Ministries. We're a church of the Lord Jesus Christ, an interdenominational, non-denominational a church that wants to believe that we are the salt and light of where you are. Wherever you are supposed to be a light and a salt of the earth, and we are supposed to be a vessel of honor. As many have come to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, are welcome into our church. So you are all of a great thing that God is doing. And we have a midweek meeting on Thursday night at 7 p.m. whereby we come together like this to pray, mainly to pray, and also to review what God has said to us. So God bless you, God, people. Like I continue to be the salt and the light, and make sure that this week you are staying in the presence of the Lord, you're praying, you witnessing. Please, whenever you come across somebody, try to reach that person for Christ. And do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do not even be ashamed to let them know about what God is doing in our local assembly. Connect them with us. You can give them that number for them to join our service. May the Lord bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And without you, we shall go to participating of the Lord's Supper to get your Holy Communion with you. And I'll read from the scripture again. We're not going to waste time at all. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have passed unto you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So please, you can take that bread out and hold it up. Like the scripture says, this is the body. Father, we pray that this broken bread that typifies the body of Jesus Christ, as it was broken for us on that cross, Almighty God, that we stay broken before you, Almighty Jehovah. And even as this body typifies your body, it means there's no infirmity, there's no sickness. That risen body from the cross was completely whole. Let there be fullness in each one. Let there be spiritual strength. Let there be physical strength. Let there be ability to serve you faithfully and to praise the people of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Of that of this body together. In the same way, he took the cup. Open that cup that you have in your hand. Said, he took the cup of the wine after supper, saying, this cup is in the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my body. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. Eternal Heavenly Father, like the word is said, this is a cup of a new covenant, a cup of agreement, a cup of renewal in the blood of Jesus. As your people, each one will drink of this cup. Let there be strength. Let there be unity. Let there be agreement. A covenant with you of faithfulness, that we shall continue to be faithful in serving you and in praying for the truth of God and proclaiming the truth of God until you come, that we shall be in agreement and faithful to one another in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we call you the cup of the new covenant in the blood. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. May God's people, please, God forbid about giving. Giving is very important. We have this bill, so you can forward your money, your gifts. We don't keep people there. We know that giving is a form of gratefulness and thankfulness and worship unto the Lord, and in a way to support the work of God. Ability to use technology. We don't have this for free. And we also make sure that we support people that are in need. Like I said, I don't have to spend my time. As the Lord has got you willing, you can give your money or your gift by 240-463-5285. Once again, 240-463-5235. Or you can send a check to CEM. The address is 7608 Hammond Avenue, Yakima Park, Maryland, 20912. Whatever gift you are giving will be used to the glory of God. At the time, we pray that the Lord will bless anybody, everybody. Before I bring the man of God to minister to us, is there anybody that has a short testimony? A short testimony to the point, please. Maybe 1 or 2 minutes before I bring the servant of God. Any testimony? I'm sure God has been doing something. Yes, I just want to justify God for official. It is good always for the people of God to justify of the goodness of God, whether in small things or in big things. I went out like 2 days ago, and we for some time now, we have some vibrators here in the house. So that we have a new one that we have right on the first unit. And we have some other ones. In fact, most of them are new. But there's some fridge that we really like here. And it's kind of like
God is true. We have seen this is evident
and God blessings. May the Lord bless everyone, and may the Lord continue to prosper people. At this time, I bring the man of God that God has been using in our church. He's a man highly anointed of God, and with the gifts of the Spirit and ability to teach the Word of God. He's a special gift to our ministry. So please let us pay careful attention. Like I've always said, get a notebook and a pen. Write down what God is saying through His messenger for your good and for my good. At this time, we welcome our brother, the man of God, Archbishop Stephen Biokoro.
Praise.
Who shared God with us this morning.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Brother Paul, there is a word for Professor Akwavo as he was testifying. I tuned up in the spirit of the God was asking me to tell you that he's going to give you an open door very soon. And that open door is going to be an opportunity for you to own your own business.
Amen.
Yeah, he's going to give you your own business that you can run, you know, do at your own spare time, something you're going to be doing, and it's going to bring more financial blessings to you.
Amen.
Yeah, I was seeing that in the spirit as you were testifying. Yeah. The Lord opened the way for you, and you got a business, a private personal business that you are running on your own, and it's bringing blessings to you and your family. So watch out for that. That is coming true anytime from now, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we receive that. Father God, continue to bless your son, Professor Akwavo Solomon. Lord, continue to strengthen him, empower him. And Lord, you showed me that you're going to bless him with a business. God, make that way open, that he will have his own private business of his own. Something he's doing that is bringing him. God said he will bless the works of our hands. That's the word of God. God, you will bless the works of his hands, that whatever he doeth shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for Father's Day. Today is Father's Day. It's a very special day. We're not going to play with this day, please. You know, Ave Father, who will never, never fail me. Ave Father, who will never, never fail me. That is my Father, and will never, never fail me. Rock of ages, never, never fail me. Ave Father, who will never, never fail me. Ave Father, who will never, never fail me. Jesus is my Father, who will never, never fail me. Rock of ages, never, never fail. Amen. The word of God says, honor your father and your mother, that your days will be long in the land.
Amen.
Who is our father? Our father is our pastor. Our father is our teacher. Our father is our guidance. Our father is someone who plays fatherly role. It may not be your biological father. In this fellowship, in this church, in this ministry, we have a lot of fathers. We know that God is our father, but we have Bishop, Honorable Bishop Ukona Kwawo as our father in the Lord. Considering spiritual matters, spiritual issues, he is our father in the Lord. And God is laying in my heart to tell us that between now and the end of this month, between now and the end of this month, every one of us in this fellowship, we're going to sow a seed to honor Father. We're going to sow it in this ministry. I'm going to sow that seed. Before this month we run up, this is Father's Day. I tell you, it's a special day. Honor your fathers and your mothers that your days will be long in the land. It's a very special day. God is telling me that every one of us in this Christ Evangelical Ministry, which will sow a seed, a special seed to honor Father's Day. Between now and the end of the month, let everybody sow a seed, whatever God lay your heart, to honor Father's Day. We're going to send it to the man of God, our Honorable Bishop Okuna Kwao, as a seed, in form of, we are saying thank you to him too for watching over us, praying over us, playing a fatherly role in our various lives. He is a father indeed. This is not to say that we don't have other fathers. We have other fathers too. But the pastor of the church, the pastor of the ministry, the senior pastor, he is the overall father, apart from God. So God asked me to tell us in this fellowship that before this month we run out, every one of us, including myself, we should sow a seed to honor Father's Day. We should send it to our Father in the Lord, our Honorable Bishop Okuna Kwao. And God said he's going to bless every one of us as we do that in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's come back to today's business. I was asking God, I said, God, what do you have for your people today? And he gave me a word. He said, discover God's purpose for your life. Discover God's purpose for your life. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word today. Let your word have a place in us. Make us doers of your word and not just hearers alone. Bless every one of us through your word today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Discover God's purpose for your life. And our text is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. First epistle of John chapter 3, verse 8, the part B of it. We're going to pick the part B. The part B of that verse says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, Jesus came. Jesus was manifested. Jesus was born that he might destroy the works of the devil. There is a purpose for living. There is a purpose for living. You are not a cockroach. You are not a lizard. You are not a butterfly. You are not an ant. You are a creature created by God for a very, very definite purpose. And until you find that purpose, please don't you rest at all. For Jesus, we have read it in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For Jesus Christ, that was the purpose of God for him. And who's talking? Okay. The Apostle Paul in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 10. You know the story of Saul of Tarsus. He was not called Apostle Paul originally. He was Saul of Tarsus. You know, a rascal man, a man who was rascal, known for doing evil, beating Christians and persecuting the church, gathering the church. He ordered the killing of Stephen in Acts of Apostles. And he was on his way to Damascus trying to go and kill all the Christians over there when he had an encounter, divine encounter with the Almighty God. And that encounter changed his life. In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 10, he asked a question. The Apostle Paul asked a question. Say, Lord, what will thou have me do? Now that I have a personal contact with you, oh God, what will thou have me do? So God spoke to him, said, now you go to the house of Ananias and he will tell you what we do. So went to Ananias, and when got there, Ananias ministered the word of God to him, prayed with him, his eyes fell off, and he began to see. And there was a very powerful word there for Apostle Paul. His name was changed in Santa. His name was no longer Saul of Tarsus. His name was now changed to Paul, the missionary. Because as Saul of Tarsus, he was a rascal man, you know, going around persecuting the church. Now he had a divine encounter with the Almighty, and his life is transformed. And in Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 10, the Ananias made a very powerful statement. Say, now listen, Paul. God has called you to take the gospel to the Gentile nation. That is your purpose for living. It's just that you didn't know it. You thought that you were supposed to be killing Christians. You thought that you were supposed to be persecuting the church. You thought you are supposed to be doing evil to people. God asked me to tell you, Apostle Paul, you are no longer Saul of Tarsus. God has changed you and transformed you. You are the apostle to the Gentile nations. And that is your purpose for living. That is your real purpose. It's just that you didn't know your purpose for living. And so the devil gave you assignment. Now, let me tell you this. If you don't know your purpose for living, the devil is going to give you assignment. He's going to tell you what to do. He's going to occupy you. He's going to give you things to do. But thank God today we are going to pray. God, help me to discover my purpose. What am I here for in this earth? What am I supposed to do for you, oh God? Am I supposed to be singing the gospel of Jesus Christ? Am I supposed to be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Am I supposed to be ministering to children? Am I supposed to be helping the poor and the needy? Am I supposed to go as a missionary? What am I supposed to be doing? You see, because the Apostle Paul asked the same question. He asked the Apostle of the Nine. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? It's a very powerful question. Not many people want to pray this type of prayer. Lord, what is your purpose for my life? The Apostle Paul prayed that prayer. Say, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And God gave him divine direction, divine instruction. You are no longer Saul of Tarsus. You are no longer the one the devil will use to persecute the church. You are no longer the one who will be ordering the killing of Christians. You are no longer that man who will be on his way to Damascus to go and kill the Christians. You are from today. You are the Apostle Paul. Your mission on earth is to take this gospel to the Gentile nation. That was how Apostle Paul discovered his purpose for living. My prayer for us today is that God help us to discover our purpose for living. We're not going to live carelessly, you know, just live, just come to this earth and do just anything. No. We need to know God's plans and God's purposes and God's reasons. What are the assignments God has for me? What am I supposed to be doing for the kingdom? What am I supposed to be doing right here on earth? Some people live their lives unfulfilled. But God is going to change that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, look at Joseph. Joseph in Genesis chapter 45, Joseph, you know, he was sold into slavery, and he was in Egypt in prison, and God lifted him and made him a prime minister in the foreign land. His brothers came to visit him to get food, and They didn't know they were talking to Joseph, whom they sold into slavery. You see, that thing is very, you know, that scenario, I think there's a theme on it. You know, the moment, you know, Joseph's brothers, you know, realized that they were dealing with their brothers, they sold, they betrayed and sold, you know, so they were discussing. So Joseph told them, I'm your brother, Joseph, whom you sold some years ago. They were shocked. And as they were shocked, they were really embarrassed. They felt, you know, guilty. And they probably, you know, felt very disturbed. Then Joseph made a powerful statement in Genesis chapter 45, verses 5 and 7. Genesis chapter 45, verses 5 and 7. Joseph made a very powerful statement. He said, oh, hold on. You know what? I don't want any of you to feel bad. No, don't you feel bad at all. That you sold me into slavery some years ago, don't you feel bad at all. Now, listen to this. I believe that God has sent me to this earth to preserve life. Genesis chapter 45, verses 5 to 7. Joseph made that statement. I believe that God has sent me into this world to preserve life. And that is why I'm here in Egypt. Now I'm the prime minister of Egypt. I'm able to give food to the whole world. The then known world, I'm able to supply food to the then known. I think this is my purpose on earth. See, Joseph discovered his purpose. Joseph discovered his purpose. How about Esther? Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4 verse 14. Esther was already in the palace. And Mordecai was telling Esther, Esther, do you know what's going on? Haman has planned death for all the Jews. They want to massacre all the Jews in this land. And you, Esther, you are not doing anything about it. You are in the palace now. You are now married to the king as well. You have the power. You are in the corridor of power. And Mordecai made a very powerful statement in Esther chapter 4, verse 14. The book of Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Mordecai said to Esther, he said, Esther, listen. If you don't rise up now and do something about this ugly situation, if you don't allow God to use you to bring deliverance to Israel, God might raise help from another place and it will be a shame on you. Then Mordecai followed it up with this thing. Say, who knows whether for this purpose, for this reason, God has put you in the palace at this time. Oh, when I read those things, tears came down my eyes. Esther, who knows where for this reason, for this purpose, God has put you in the palace at this time. We're talking about discovering God's purpose for our lives. Huh. Our prayer today is that God, help me to discover your purpose for my life. Help me to know what you want me to do for you, what I should be doing on earth. A preacher said, he said, I better spend the whole year discovering God's purpose for my life than to live just carelessly like that and I don't know the aim and purpose. You know, we are going to pray that prayer. God, help me to know your will. Jesus said, not everyone that said, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do it, the will of the Father. Yes, Jesus made that statement. Not everyone that said, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he or she that do it, the will of the Father. So there is a will of the Father. There is a perfect will, a perfect plan, a perfect purpose of the Father for every one of us, his sons and daughters. And until you discover your purpose for living, please, don't you rest. Don't you sleep until you pray through and discover God's purpose for your life. Because if you are outside God's purpose, you are going to do just about anything at all. Because that is what happened to the Apostle Paul. Paul, as Saul of Tarsus, he never found God's purpose. He didn't know God's purpose. So the devil occupied him. The devil occupied him. Let me tell you this. In the realm of the spirit, there is no vacancy. There is no emptiness. It is not void. In the realm of the spirit, if Jesus is not there, then the devil is there. Oh, yes. There is no middle way about it. If Jesus does not occupy your life, if God is not occupying your life, if the Holy Spirit did not occupy your life, that means something else have occupied your life. And it is a very dangerous situation. So, the greatest thing in your life is that you have found out God's will, God's plan, God's purpose, God's aim, God's reason for your coming into this world. It is the best thing that can ever happen to you. Because if you look at the Apostle Paul, after he found God's purpose, his life became meaningful. He was able to write books. In fact, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He opened more churches. He preached the gospel more than any of the apostles. He won more souls more than any of the apostles. He did more missionary trips, more missionary journeys than any of the apostles. And he, at the end of it, in fact, he was the greatest of the, all the apostles of the disciples. See, and it's all because of the prayer he prayed. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Acts of Apostles chapter 9. Verse 10. He prayed that prayer. Not many people want to pray that prayer. Lord, what will thou have me to do? It's very important. And when you pray that prayer, beloved, God will minister to you. He will reveal to you. He will show you. He will direct you. He will lead you in the path that you will go. And you will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. You will discover God's purpose. You will God's will, you will discover God's plan, and you're going to fit into God's plan. And when you fit into God's plan, I tell you, it is peace, it is joy unspeakable, it is rest of mind. You will be happy, you will be excited, doing what God has called you to do, doing what God has laid in your heart, fulfilling God's purpose and God's plans in your life. I tell you, it is the best thing that can ever happen to you. So we are going to pray now as a church. God, help us to discover your purpose for our life. Help us not to live a reckless life. Help us not to do our own thing. Help us not to go our own way. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is destruction. Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. I tell you, beloved, it is a very important prayer. But today, this morning, as I woke up, this is the message God laid in my heart. He said, tell my people to pray for my purpose for their living. When they discover God's purpose, I tell you, they will experience peace and joy and the love of the Father. And it's a very powerful prayer. So every one of us, including those on Facebook, Twitter, those on Link, those on social media, wherever you are in any part of the world, you have heard this message. I want you to join us to pray this prayer, because it's a very important prayer that you discover God's plans and God's purpose in your life so that you will be fulfilled. So that you will be fulfilled, you fulfill your ministry, you fulfill your calling, you fulfill God's plans and God's will and God's purpose in your life. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Shall we pray now in the name of Jesus? Oh, Rabasanda, Rabasanda, Rabasanda. Yes, Lord. Help us to fulfill your purpose in our life, oh God. Help us to fulfill your will, oh God, your plans, oh God. Help us to live your perfect will for us, oh God. Help us not to do our own thing, oh God. Help us to do your thing. Help us to walk worthy of you, Lord. Help us to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, Lord. Help us to serve you with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be in your perfect will for us, Lord. Help us not to be disobedient people, Lord. Help us, O God. Strengthen us, O God, and empower us, O God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I give my life to my Savior. He's the only one I trust. Always, he's the only one I trust. I give my life to my Savior. He's the only one I trust. Always, he's the only one I trust. I give my life to my Savior. He's the only one I trust. Always. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Because by your special grace, oh God, we shall discover your purpose for our life. God, we shall not be like Saul of Tarsus, who did not know God's will and God's plans and God's purposes. And he found himself kicking against the church, persecuting the church, killing Christians. God, we shall not be like that in Jesus' name. God, you will help us to discover your purpose. You help us to discover your will, your plan. Help us, Lord, fit us into your purpose for us so that we will walk worthy of you. We will walk in the way you want us to walk. That, Lord, we shall not be found wanting on the last day. Help us, O God. We also pray for us all over the world, that you will bless them abundantly, that you will strengthen and uphold them with a right hand of righteousness. You encourage them, O God. You will bless your servants, bless your people who are serving you and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. God, make them to be fathers indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes, was somebody trying to say something?
Okay.
Next time.
When's the
app that I have to for this thing? We pray for Gabriel already, but we can affirm it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we pray for Gabriel. We pray for Gabriel, Lord Jesus, that you touch him with your healing power, touch his spirit, soul, and body. Let him be made whole in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen and uphold him with our right hand of righteousness. Oh God, Lord Jesus, lay your right hand of healing, your right hand of miracle, your right hand of deliverance upon him, oh God, and heal him perfectly from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let him be made every whit whole in the name of Jesus. We bound every sickness and disease, every problem, every power that we bound you, we cast you away in Jesus' name. Lord, heal him, O God, in every area of his life, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the servant of God that has brought us a very unique word. Every week, the Lord speaks specifically and especially to us. Last week, we received a word about that Christianity maturity of the believer. And it was very clear. This morning also, the Lord has spoken to us very clearly, very straight to the point regarding discovering our purpose in life. We thank God for it. Please, let us go home and say to the Lord more and more. Enlighten my camp. Enlighten me more. Even if you have discovered the purpose and you're not fulfilling it, let there be a renewal so that we will be there. Regarding our lives here on earth, every one of us has a purpose. May the Lord bless each one of us. We pray for the care of God, that God used to speak to us this day. Pray for greater revelation and greater insight. The word and the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to deliver more and more. Bless him and bless his wife and his entire household.
Yes, sir.
And the honor of God upon his life.
Yes, sir.
May he use more and more. And no weapon fashioned against this man of God will prosper.
Amen.
So in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Every spiritual, physical, emotional, financial, social, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we find and cast out the powers and the principalities and the spirits that we have find them. And we declare that your people are whole, and your people will continue to serve you, not only for this week, but the rest of their lives, in faithfulness, in the name of Jesus, the Lord. Amen.
With the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.
God bless you.
Amen.
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 Shalom.
Shalom.